This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Assalamu alaikum kia ora. May the peace and blessings of God Almighty be upon you all. Welcome to VR1, a live program dedicated to promoting peace and serving humanity. I am Farhan, a member of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat in Masterton. This program is brought to you by the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat New Zealand, a community of former refugees now settled in the beautiful Wairarapa region. We are deeply grateful to the people of Wairarapa and beyond for their support and friendship as we grow together as one community. Thank you for tuning in. Let's work hand in hand towards unity, peace and community service. We'll start today's session by playing the recitation of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين.
And forbidden to you are married women, except such as your right hands possess. This has Allah enjoined on you. And allowed to you are those beyond that you seek them by means of your property, marrying them properly, and not committing fornication.
فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا تَرَاضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
And for the benefit you receive from them, give them their dowries, as fixed, and there shall be no sin for you in anything you mutually agree upon, after the fixing of the dowry. Surely, Allah is all-knowing, wise.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فمما ملكت أيمانكم من فتياتكم المؤمنات والله أعلم بإيمانكم بعضكم من بعض.
And whoso of you cannot afford to marry free, believing women, let him marry what your right hands possess, namely your believing handmaids. And Allah knows your faith best. You are all one from another.
فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان.
So marry them with the leave of their masters, and give them their dowries according to what is fair, they being chaste, not committing fornication, nor taking secret paramours.
Now I will be playing a speech that has the title Responsible Use of Internet and Social Media.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ I have recited verse number 104 of chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, where Allah says, and hold fast all together by the rope of Allah and be not divided. And remember the favor of Allah which He bestowed upon you when you were enemies and He united your hearts in love, so that by His grace you became as brothers and you were on the brink of a pit of fire and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah explain to you His commandments so that you may be guided. In this verse of the Holy Quran, the emphasis is placed on holding fast to the rope of Allah. What does that mean? That means holding on to the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What else can it mean? It can mean holding on to the Khalifa of Allah who represents the Prophet of Allah. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken about the dark times that will occur in the latter days, and emphasizing the importance of listening to the Khalifa of that time, being obedient to the Khalifa of that time, he said, فَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَلِيفَةَ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَأَلْزَمَهُ وَإِنْ نُهِكَ جِسْمُكَ وَأُخِذَ مَالُكَ. That is, if you are present at that time and you see the Khalifa of Allah in the earth, attach yourselves to him, even if your body is torn from you and your wealth is taken from you. emphasizing the same thing. The promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salatu wasalam, has stated, obedience is not a small thing, nor is it easy. It is a kind of death. Obedience is akin to ripping out the skin of a living person. That is obedience, according to the promised Messiah alayhi salam. And that is important at that time, according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we will be in the latter days. It is important to be obedient to the Khalifa of the time. Why is it important? The promised Messiah alayhi salam says, obedience is such that if it is adopted with a sincere heart, a light is developed in the heart. And a light and a kind of pleasure is also developed in the soul. He says hard work is not as important or necessary as obedience. Hard work is not as important. This is important. He says hard work is not as important or necessary as obedience. The only condition is that it should be sincere obedience, and this is what is difficult. This is what is difficult. Obedience requires that personal desires are sacrificed. Without this, we cannot obey. And personal desires are the thing that can become idols even in the hearts of great saints. According to the promised Messiah alayhi salam, even if someone is a saint, there can be a personal desire that can prevent him from being obedient. So based on these teachings, we can understand the importance of obedience. How great, how important a moral quality obedience is, and how important it is to help us achieve those high ranks of spirituality. In light of this, I take this opportunity to share with you some guidance of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Fifth, may Allah be his helper, in regards to proper, responsible use of internet and social media. Regarding the use of Facebook, for instance, Huzur-e Anwar, may Allah be his helper, has given us a lot of guidance. He has said, for instance, that there is no ban on it. When it comes to Facebook, there's no ban on it in terms of Islamic use, but it is, there's no ban on it in terms of Islamic Sharia, but it is better to avoid it for personal reasons, because there are risks attached to it. He says that for Jamaat or Tabligh purposes, it may be used. It's okay. For Jamaat or Tabligh purposes, it may be used to spread the message of Islam, to respond to false allegations, but with due safeguards. So this is a very clear instruction of Huzur-e Anwar, may Allah be his helper, when it comes to the use of Facebook. We can choose to follow it, or we can ignore it, citing some personal reasons. But what we should remember is that our spiritual progress lies under the shade of Khilafat and Jamaat. When we look at the lives of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that they had a very high level of obedience. They were willing to sacrifice everything, all their personal desires, for the sake of Khilafat as well. One example I would like to share with you today is that of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Once Hazrat Aisha saw a dream in which she saw three moons came and fell into her bedroom. She saw that. When the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died in that room, in the bedroom of Hazrat Aisha, and was buried in that same room, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to her, "Haza ahadu akmarik." He said, "O Aisha, this is one of the moons that you saw that fell into your room. This is one of them." Later on, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also died and was buried in that same room, in that sense, he became that second moon. After that, Hazrat Aisha had a desire. It was natural. It is her room. She wanted to be that third person. There was only room for three people, and she wanted to be that third person who is buried next to her father and her husband, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent her a request to be allowed to be buried there when he dies. Do you know what she said? She said, "Kuntu uriduhu li nafsi, fala usirannahu al-yawma alayya." She said, "I wanted to be buried here myself, but I leave my wish and I give precedence to the wish of the Khalifa of the time today." So this was sacrifice. This was sacrifice. Let that sink in. It is not a small thing. Such a big sacrifice of her personal desire that she gave up. And eventually, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was buried in that room after his death. So we can see the remarkable example of Aisha, the level of obedience, and how she did not let any personal desire to hinder her from her attachment to Khilafat. We should be doing the same. This is a lesson for all of us. Similarly, regarding social media as well, Huzur-e Anwar, may Allah be his helper, has given us a lot of guidance because there are many dangers attached to it. Just to mention a few, one danger is that some people have the habit of forwarding messages on social media without checking the source, without checking if it's true or not. They are just going to forward the message. And one such incident happened last year as well, during the days of Jalsa Salana, Germany. As recorded by Abid Khan Sahib in one of his diaries, what happened was that during those days, a person, because it's a Jalsa environment, a person tweeted something on Twitter, tweeted something claiming from an account that claimed to represent Huzur-e Anwar. Even though there is no official Twitter account that represents Huzur-e Anwar, but this person tweeted this. When Huzur was told about it, he was displeased. He said that due caution should be taken at all times to ensure that there is no miscommunication or an error. Because what happened is that someone tweets it and then other people start tweeting about it. Even an office bearer got involved, started tweeting it. And Huzur did not like that. What this incident is reflective of is a growing trend on social media to forward messages without checking the source, without checking if they are authentic or not. And this can cause great confusion. So we have to be very careful. Similarly, there's another danger. Sometimes an official communication is forwarded. A communication between Huzur and an office bearer is just put on Facebook, on WhatsApp or on some other message sharing app. It is just put there and it is there forever. Nothing gets deleted from the internet. So we should be very careful about what we share and what we forward on social media. Our social media account should be a source of genuine information. Information that is beneficial for others. Similarly, another danger that Huzur recently spoke about is in relation to our demeanor and our language on social media. In his Friday sermon, Huzur mentioned how he gets complaints sometimes that people are debating with Maulvis and non-Ahmadis and they're very harsh in their language. This is unbecoming of an Ahmadi Muslim. Ahmadi Muslims should be polite and they should follow the Hadith and the Quran, which say that we should suppress our anger. Sometimes people go online and they have a very different persona. That shouldn't be so. We should be genuine and careful about our language. Then there is the danger of putting pictures on social media. You know, Lajna put pictures on social media. That is not allowed. It's a violation of parda. Men should also be careful about what pictures they put, what they post, what they write. You know, when we are posting something on social media, we can ask ourselves, is this going to be something that is beneficial for others? We can ask ourselves, is this something that is vulgar in any way? Is this something that may be offensive in any way? Is this something that is going to be beneficial for others? Is this something that boosts my ego sometimes? You know, this happens. Is this something that is there for show off? We can ask ourselves. You see, when we are posting something about our personal achievement, it should be done with an attitude of thankfulness and gratefulness to Allah and with humility. It should not be something that is there for arrogance or to fill us with conceit. It should be with thankfulness and humility, with prayers, attributing our personal achievements to Allah not to our own selves. It all comes down to one thing that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, innamal a'malu binniyat. Our actions are judged by our intentions. What is our intention when we are posting something, especially a personal achievement on social media, on WhatsApp or other platforms? Regarding online activity as well, there are many dangers. Hazure Anwar, may Allah be his helper, has guided us. For instance, at one occasion, he talked about how many evils are becoming the norm today because of the media. Vain and filthy movies are shown on television and internet, which push people into such sins. Hazur said that first of all, people start watching these things in the name of progressive thinking. But then they are themselves later on engaged in the same kind of evils. Hazur said that this is in fact adultery of the eyes and the mind. And then it can become a real sin as well. There is also a danger associated with this. So when it comes to parents, they should be careful about their children watching something on television or on the internet. They should keep an eye on this. Here, Hazur has reiterated what is clearly stated in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, O ye who believe, save yourselves from the fire as well as your families. So not only yourself, but you save your families from the fire as well. Back in 2012, right here in this very hall, Hazur spoke on this subject. Hazur talked about how there is an urge in some people to fulfill these filthy desires, and people have started behaving worse than animals. Many kinds of evils are exhibited, are shown openly. Pornographic videos are available widely. Hazur said that watching such things has caused people to behave worse than animals. Everyone should fear God. We should know that Allah has said that the abode of these people is hell, suffering, wrath of Allah. That is their abode. And these people should reform themselves. Hazur said, some young people may not know the difference between what is right and wrong. And Hazur addressed the young people directly, and I quote him directly here. Hazur said, I say to them that watching inappropriate things, inappropriate videos, is a form of addiction. Do not keep friendship with those who indulge in such vain pursuits, because they will have an impact on you. Even if you indulge in any kind of filth, it would be hard to come out of it. In this quotation, Hazur is pointing to something that many psychologists are acknowledging, that watching pornographic videos can become a form of addiction. It's very dangerous, and our Ahmadi youth should be careful about these things. What is more is that those people who follow this and perhaps even act on some of their fantasies, there's a danger of diseases of different kinds. It's a hell in this world of diseases. Then there's the hell of anxiety, the hell of dissatisfaction, a hell of unfulfilled desires. This is what happens for such people. The promised Messiah alayhi salam has elaborated on how such things can become a form of hell, and I share with you a quotation of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, first in Urdu. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wa salam ka ek iktibas peche khidmat hai, farmate hain, ye mat khayal karo ke koi zahir daulat ya hukumat, maal o izzat, aulad ki kasrat, kisi shakhs ke liye koi rahat ya itminan sakinat ka mujib ho jati hai aur wo dame naqad bahisti hota hai hargiz nahi wo itminan aur wo tasalli aur wo taskeen jo bahist ke in aamat mein se hai in baaton se nahi milti wo khuda hi mere zinda rehne aur marne se mil sakti hai لذاتِ دنیا تو ایک قسم کی ناپاک حرص پیدا کر کے طلب اور پیاس کو بڑھا دیتی ہے استسقاء کے مریض کی طرح پیاس نہیں بجھتی یہاں تک کہ وہ ہلاک ہو جاتے ہیں پس یہ بے جا آرزوؤں اور حسرتوں کی آگ بھی من جملہ اسی جہنم کے آگ کی ہے جو انسان کے دل کو راحت اور قرار نہیں لینے دیتی بلکہ اس کو ایک تذبذب اور اضطراب میں غلطاں و پیچاں رکھتی ہے پس ये आग जो इंसानी दिल को जलाकर कबाब कर देती है और एक जले हुए कोयले से भी स्याह और तारीख बना देती है, ये वही गैरुल्लाह की मोहब्बत है।
नारे तकबीर गुलाम अहमद की, गुलाम अहमद की, इस्लाम अहमदियत, इस्लाम अहमदियत। नारे तकबीर।
The promised Messiah alayhi salam says, do not think that some money or power or wealth or prestige or lots of children can be a means of peace, comfort and contentment for a person. Do they represent heaven? Absolutely not. He said, do they represent heaven? Absolutely not. The contentment, the comfort and peace which is from the rewards of paradise cannot be attained from these things. It can only be attained by living and dying for the sake of God alone. He says, desires of this world create a form of impure greed, which only increases yearning and thirst for more. It is similar to a patient of dropsy who has this unquenchable thirst up to the point that such a person dies. He says, hence, the fire of these out-of-control desires and wishes is from the same fire of hell, which does not let the human heart find peace and comfort. Instead, it causes the heart to be lost in anxiety and restlessness. Hence, this fire which burns the heart of man and makes it darker and blacker than burnt coal is the love for things other than Allah. End of quotation. So this is precisely what happens when we spend time on social media, when we spend time on our phones, when we spend time on our tablets, and we are so engrossed by them that increases us in our anxiety and restlessness. And what is more, that we start forgetting about Allah, what is due to Allah, what is due to the creation of Allah. Huzoor has mentioned about this also. He said that we can assess all the people, from those who are older to those who are younger. They're so engrossed by these things that they don't get up for Fajr in the morning. They don't get up for prayer in the morning. They're watching something on television, they're watching something online, they're on their phone, they're on their tablets, and the next morning they are not there for Fajr prayer. In fact, Huzoor said that such people don't even have the intention to get up for Fajr prayer. Huzoor said, the reality is that this is not just for one or two prayers, it becomes a habit. These people are doing it every day. Every day they're online. Every day at night, late at night, they're on their messaging or other things. And they find it hard to wake up in the morning for namaz. In fact, such people do not even give any importance to namaz or prayer. The Holy Quran is full of commandments that emphasize the importance of prayer. We have heard a speech also. How many commandments are there? The Holy Quran, according to Islamic law, men are to offer prayer in congregation and women are to also offer prayer on time. This is the requirement. But Satan keeps some people away from these things, and they are engrossed in their phones, in their tablets. They're totally engrossed by it. And initially these things are used for a good purpose, but eventually they have the danger to take people away and become a sort of an addiction, and or to make them watch something inappropriate or immoral. On top of that, what happens is that when we use these things excessively, it increases our anxiety, it disrupts our relationships, it disrupts our lives. According to recent data published by the New York Times, we are now beginning to have an intimate relationship with our phones. We eat with them, we sleep with them, we carry them in our pockets, we check them on average 47 times a day. And if a person is between 18 and 24 years of age, that person's average is 82 times a day. 82 times a day, such a person checking his phone. This is according to a report published by New York Times. So these phones are very distracting. In fact, they have become a nuisance. Even when we are offering our prayers, the phones are ringing. And people are using their phones while driving. If you drove here on the highway, there are many messages you must have noticed. Put down the phone. So this is becoming a nuisance in many ways. And what happens is that phones are used to quell feelings of anxiety and loneliness, but the opposite is true. Our phones, our time on social media is not in helping us increase in our friendships. All those likes and friend requests and all these retweets and everything, it's not increasing our friendship. It's a smoke screen. These things are increasing our anxiety, because when we are there, our real friends are ignored. Our real family is ignored. Our children are ignored. The rights of the spouse are not fulfilled. The rights of the children are not fulfilled. And they feel ignored. And ultimately, it makes us more lonely. Advising us on how to safeguard ourselves from all these things, Huzur-e Anwar, may Allah be his helper, has taught us a prayer, which is a prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is, we should pray, O Allah, create love in our hearts, reform us, and guide us to the path of peace, and take us from darkness to light, and save us, O Allah, save us from manifest evil, whether inward or outward, and bless our ears, our eyes, our hearts, our wives, and our children, and turn to us with mercy. Indeed, you are the oft-returning, the merciful. And make us grateful for your blessings, remembering them with praise and accepting them. And O Allah, complete your favors upon us. This is a prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should be offering prayers to Allah to safeguard us from the nuisance of these things. At the same time, we should also ensure and control our usage, our phone usage, our time online. And we shouldn't grant access, for instance, to our children. We shouldn't grant them access to the internet through phones at a very early age. It should be given to them at a reasonable age. And it should also be monitored. It should be limited how much they use internet. We should also ensure that our own internet usage is a model. We should use it for good purposes, like listening to the Friday sermon, using the various Jamaat apps, reading the Holy Quran, or watching various MTA programs, or on various apps like YouTube and the MTA website. We should use social media. Yes, we can use it, WhatsApp, Facebook, other things. It should be, the real goal should be spreading the message of Islam, Ahmadiyyat, and sharing teachings which are beneficial for others. We should never let these things cause us to neglect our responsibilities. These things should never cause us to neglect offering prayer on time, or spending personal time with family and friends, or time with our children. We should keep in mind that we have a responsibility to our children, and that responsibility should not be superseded by excessive use of our phones and other devices. There should be checks and balances in place. There should be some balance to these things. May Allah safeguard us from the harms of the internet and social media, and enable us to use the internet and social media for the benefit of mankind. Ameen. Jazakallah.
Now I will be playing a now we will be playing a nazm, and then we'll play another speech as well.
Pakiza Manzoom Kalam Sayyidna Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. یارو مسیح وقت کے تھی جن کی انتظار یارو مسیح وقت کے تھی جن کی انتظار راہ تکتے جن کی کروڑوں ہی مر گئے چلے بھی گئے وہ آئے بھی اور آ کے چلے بھی گئے وہ ایام سعد ان کے بصورت گزر گئے ایام سعد ان کے بصورت گزر گئے آمد تھی ان کی آ کے خدا کا نزول تھا خدا کا نزول تھا صدیوں کا کام تھوڑے سے عرصے میں کر گئے صدیوں کا کام تھوڑے سے عرصے میں کر گئے پر کر گئے فلاح سے جولی مراد کی جولی مراد کی دامان آرزو کو سعادت سے بھر گئے دامان آرزو کو سعادت سے بھر گئے یارو مسیح وقت کے تھی جن کی انتظار راہ تکتے تکتے جن کی کروڑوں ہی مر گئے
That was beautiful and now I will be now we will be doing another speech by Nabeel Ahmed Khan, who's my brother, who's sitting just beside me today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, jazakallah. So today I'm going to read a wording of Promised Messiah, alayhi salam. It's about what's happening around the world nowadays. So these are some... So I'm find that this would be a very good time to read these wordings. O Europe, you are not safe, and O Asia, you too are not immune. And O dwellers of islands, no false gods shall come to your rescue. I see cities fall and settlements laid waste. The one and the only God kept silent for long. Heinous deeds were done before his eyes, and he said nothing. But now he shall reveal his face in majesty and awe. Let him who has ears hear that the time is not far. I have done my best to bring all under the protection of God, but it was destined that what was written should come to pass. Truly do I say that the turn of this land too is approaching fast. The times of Noah shall reappear before your eyes, and your own eyes will be witnesses to the calamity that overtook the cities of Lot. But God is slow in his wrath. Repent that you may be shown mercy. He who does not fear him is dead, not alive. So let's hope and pray that the world leaders come to peace and return to their Creator. And let's hope for that, and let's pray together. What is happening around the world, it's not good in the favor of humanity, and we can see in future there's a big destruction waiting for us. So just pray so we come to peace. Jazakallah.
Thank you, Jazakallah. Now we will be ending our session with some updates. New refugees in Masterton are starting a new chapter, and Red Cross is right there to help them adjust. Here's how they're making a difference. Job support. Red Cross is helping newcomers find jobs that match their skills, giving them a solid start in the workforce. Education assistant. For young refugees, Red Cross is making it easier to get enrolled in schools, colleges, and universities, handling paperwork and offering friendly guidance along the way. With this support, refugee families are finding it easier to settle into the new lives in their community. Thanks to all our viewers and listeners who were able to join us today. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to us. Our phone number is 0800-947-526. That's 0800-947-526. Or our email address, info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. That's info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Farhan Ahmed Khan, and I'll be signing off today.